Hey, this is Thomas Jetmore, and I will be reading from Barbara Kingsolver's The Poisonwood Bible, and I will be starting on page 305 with Ada's chapter. Live was I ere I saw evil. Now I am on the other side of that night and can tell the story, so perhaps I am still alive, though I feel no sign of it. And perhaps it was not evil I saw, but merely the way of all hearts when fear has stripped off the husk of kind pretensions. Is it evil to look at your child, then heft something else in your arms and turn away? Nod, nab, abandon. Mother, I can read you backward and forward. Live was I ere I saw evil. I should have been devoured in my bed, for all I seem to be worth. In one moment alive, and in the next left behind. Tugged from our beds by something or someone, the ruckus, banging and shouting outside, my sisters leaped up screaming and were gone. I could not make a sound for the ants at my throat. I dragged myself out to moonlight and found a nightmare vision of dark red boiling ground. Nothing stood still, no man or beast, not even the grass that writhed beneath the shadow dark and ravenous, not even the startled grass. Only my mother stood still. There she was, planted before me in the path, rising on thin legs out of the rootless devouring earth. In her arms, crosswise like a load of kindling, Ruth May. I spoke out loud the only time. Help me. Your father, she said. I think he must have gone on ahead with Rachel. I wish he'd waited, honey. He'd carry you, but Rachel was... I don't know how she'll get through this. Leah will. Leah can take care of herself. She can, you can't, you can't. I spoke again. Please. She studied me for a moment, weighing my life. Then nodded, shifted the load in her arms, turned away. Come on, she commanded over her shoulder. I tried to stay close behind her, but even under the weight of Ruth May, she was sinuous and quick in the crowd. My heels were nipped from behind by other feet. Stepped on, though I felt it vaguely, already numb from the burning ants. I knew when I went down. Someone's bare foot was on my calf, and then my back, and I was being trampled. A crush of feet on my chest. I rolled over again and again, covering my head with my arms. I found my way to my elbows and raised myself up, grabbing with my strong left hand at legs that dragged me forward. Ants on my earlobes, my tongue, my eyelids. I heard myself crying out loud, such a strange noise as if it came from my hair and fingernails, and again I came up. Once I looked for my mother and saw her far ahead. I followed, bent on my own rhythm, curved into the permanent song of my body, left behind. I did not know who it was that lifted me over the crowd and set me down in the canoe with my mother. I had to turn quickly to see him as we retreated. It was Anatole. We crossed the river together, mother and daughter, facing each other, low in the boat's quiet center. She tried to hold my hands but could not. For the breadth of the river, we stared without speaking. That night I could still wonder why she did not help me. Live was I ere I saw evil. Now I do not wonder at all. That night marks my life's dark center, the moment when growing up ended and the long downward slope toward death began. The wonder to me now is that I thought myself worth saving. But I did. I did, oh ho, did I. I reached out and clung for life with my good left hand like a claw, grasping at moving legs to raise myself from the dirt. Desperate to save myself in a river of people saving themselves. And if they chanced to look down and see me struggling underneath them, they saw that even the crooked girl believed her own life was precious. That is what it means to be a beast in the kingdom.